Welcome to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast, where we focus on the people, the products, and the process of e-commerce selling today. Here's your host, Stephen Peterson.
Welcome back to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast. This is episode 105, Sam Cohen. Sam is back, and Sam is ready to talk about ACE 2.0. And in this segment, we catch up a little bit with what's going on with his business and, you know, how, I think most importantly, the reaction of the ACE 1.0 customers has been. And I think it's a great story. So let's get into the podcast. Welcome back to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast. And tonight's guest is no shrinking violet. And everybody will know Sam Cohen because he is everywhere. Welcome, Sam.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me on. I was on once before, and I absolutely loved it. I love sharing my story, and I love giving back to the community.
Well, you were actually episode number 50. I remember that number. Everybody always says, what number was that? I'm like, I try to remember. But that one I remember because you were part of the triple threat. It was you, Brett Bartlett, and Will Chernlin. And at that time, you guys were hoping to hit $5 million in sales, all of you. And one of you, I suggested, might hit $10 million. And at that time, it was Brett Bartlett. I'm certain he did. I don't know how you finished last year, but you got darn close.
We did about $10.5 million between our Amazon accounts.
You have a couple accounts.
Yeah.
That's a big year by any standard. And to see that kind of growth, I mean, it's got to make you feel really good. It's just got to acknowledge what you're doing. I mean, you got to feel, you know, sure, there's mistakes, but yeah, validate. That's a better word. Yeah, it validates what you're doing.
Yeah, and it's a credit to the community and a lot of what you're doing. I listen to all your podcasts. I was just listening to the one with Chris Green, and I learned a lot of things about Chris that I didn't know. I thought I knew him pretty well.
And you signed up for his course.
Yes.
His mentoring.
You know, it's funny because I have a lot of people come to me and they want to be part of ACE, and they don't want to pay me. They want to get like the friend discount or the, you know, I know Sam, so I'm going to ask him to do it for me for free. And then they become like a burden because we're all limited in time. You know, money is replaceable and you could always make money if you're smart and you hustle. Time is very finite. It's not replaceable. So I think when you ask someone for their time, it's more than asking someone for their money. And I think, you know, a lot of people have asked me to help them and not charge them. And I've done it for a couple of people that really needed it. But, you know, I had an employee, Michael Kluger, who was very active in developing ACE and very active in the group. And he did some coaching. And he just switched sides where he became a paying ACE client today. And he said, listen, I know you'll do it for me. I know you won't charge me. I want to pay you. I want to have access to you and your team. I want to be part of this. I've been with you almost a year, and I believe in it. And you know, Jay came to me, and he's like, I don't understand. He was getting paid to work for ACE, and now he's paying to be an ACE client. I don't get it. And I said, listen, he graduated college. He's more worried about his future than he is about making money right now. So Michael's taking a step back, and he's joining ACE as a paying client. And I think that's a very smart move, a very mature move on his part. He's got to be, 21 years old? And I think he's doing that, you know, knowing that there's a future, and he wants to be part of ACE, and he can really set himself up for the future.
Well, that's interesting. So I guess he's already done that, right? So the advice that's given to most people is, hey, go work for somebody, sometimes for free, to learn and study and that kind of thing. And in his case, he got paid to work, and now he's on board. He's been able to figure out what part of the business he likes. Is that a fair statement?
Right. So he was working for me. He wasn't making anywhere near what he's qualified to earn. You know, he graduated a top university with a degree in finance and business. And, you know, he was going on interviews for six-figure jobs, and he was by me until something materialized. And then he realized he doesn't want to be in corporate America, and he wants to do his own thing. And he wants to do Amazon. And he saw the potential. He saw the clients coming in, you know, from all over the world. sitting in our offices telling us about their successes. He saw the numbers growing. He saw the coaching calls. He did the coaching calls, you know, teaching people how to do certain things that we taught him. And, you know, he realizes, you know, to be his own boss and to call his own shots has a lot of value in this world, a lot more than a steady paycheck or, you know, a comfortable, secure job, as they would call it. We all know that that's not real.
No, it's definitely not real. And I was going to ask you, now your oldest daughter just got married. Congratulations again. What's the? Do you see something different in her generation? You know, do they? Do you think they see that, you know, corporate America isn't all that it promised to be, or hasn't turned out to be what it what everybody's led you to believe?
Yeah. So my oldest daughter is 22. She just got married to a great guy. My youngest daughter, you're probably hearing in the background, she's 2. So we have 2 in college, 2 in diapers. And my oldest daughter is going to be a registered nurse. But I think they find that corporate America is not all it's crapped up to be. Student loans are not, you know, something that they have to do anymore. College is not something that they have to do, although, you know, my 2 older daughters are in college and loving it. And I think they really are a next generation of people. You know, we were the a lot of us were the children of immigrants or children of people that were blue collar workers. And I think we had better opportunities than the generation before us. And I think as the next generation comes, you know, I'm 43. My kids are 22, 19, 3, and 2. So I think as the younger generation of millennials comes of age, I think they also have a lot more opportunities. They're not so pressed to go take a minimum wage job, you know, something they don't want to do. I think it's more about, you know, what do you want to do, and let's figure out how to make money doing what you want to do.
I think they value freedom in a lot of ways more than money. I mean, the money is an issue, especially if they have major student loans. That's a real issue they got to deal with. But I think that the value of time that they and that freedom, I see it more in my kids than I ever thought about it, because I just accepted you had to go. You know, I went to college. I went to advanced college, and I went and got a job. These guys are a little bit like, you know what, I like the company, but, you know, this other thing seems like it'd be interesting, and look at the way they, you know, I could work from home for half of my schedule, and I'm like, it's not money that's driving them. There's an acceptable level of money, and once they hit that point, now it's completely freedom and lifestyle.
Yeah, and you'll see a lot of studies about what, you know, what makes people happy, and they say, okay, you know, someone's making 75 grand a year. That's the point where they're going to be happy. And if they make more than that, it's not going to really alter their happiness. And I think you'll also see a lot of people realizing, and I think the older generation like us can learn from the kids, you have to be able to adapt in this world or you're going to become extinct. You know, I've morphed careers more times than I can count. And I, you know, I finally found my happy place with Amazon. I finally found my passion with Ace. And it's I can't see myself ever doing anything else. And I wake up every morning. You see me. I'm up at 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning. I jump up excited for my day. You know, I spend the mornings with my wife and kids. I'm excited to go to work. You know, it's all about passion. And if you don't have passion, you're not going to be successful at anything. And if you do have passion, you'll probably be successful at anything.
Well, and I would say that your whole life, all those jumps have prepared you for this point. I mean, I think when you look back at, and if you listen to episode 50, we got into all that detail. I think it's prepared you for this point. I think there's a reason you're at this place now because of all the steps and the missteps, mm-hmm. right? Let's call it
Absolutely.
What it is, that have gotten you here. Now you're hitting your stride. And what's very cool is that you're teaching others to do it. And so what we're going to do is take a quick break. When we come back, we'll delve a little bit in there. I have some questions that somebody had sent me. I wanted to see your answers and see how we can help this person. And then I want to hear about ACE 2.0 because ACE 1.0 is just about in the books, right? It's almost been a year.
Yeah, we've got a couple weeks left.
A couple weeks. So let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, we're back and we're talking with Sam Cohen and we're talking ACE 1.0, which is, 2 weeks, a little bit less than that, away from ending. So it's been a year, 100 customers started. 97 or so finished?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, it's true, you know, I mean, I think about this, is that the almost everyone, because I was at your conference not long ago, enjoyed myself, met incredible people, almost all type A's. I mean, they are just driven, focused, and, you know, it's like herding cats. How do you get 97 people to agree to move forward, to put that much energy and effort? I mean, it is like herding cats. It's almost impossible, yet you guys pulled it off. And I applaud you because you pulled it off in a big way. I mean, the successes that I personally have seen, I have no financial benefit. Sam doesn't pay me a commission or an affiliate. I get nothing. But I'm witnessed, you know, I think of the Proudies. I remember speaking with them and just the effort that they put in because they were applying the principles they learned in ACE. I watched it and I'm like, oh my God, these people are amazing. But they did the work. What else would you say? So that's got to be lesson number one, is you're going to have to go in and you're going to have to do the work, right? I mean, that's probably the biggest thing.
Yeah, so I just want to say, you know, we started ACE a year ago. It was an idea that came to me in January of last year, and I really put 6 months of thought into it. I spoke to people like you and Chris Green and Andy Slammons behind the scenes, and I was trying to really cultivate, you know, what it would mean. And it really took on a life of its own. I wanted to make sure.
We all try to talk you out of it, saying, Sam, do you realize what you're committing to? Right? Think about that.
Absolutely. And Chris told me I should be charging $20,000 a person. And I said, I'd rather work with people than work with faceless corporations. And I think that really was something that stuck with me throughout the year. You know, we're changing people's lives. We have people that have never done Amazon, and they're doing, you know, 50 to 100 grand a month. We had people that were doing 20 grand a month and they felt like they plateaued on Amazon. Now they're doing 200 grand a month. And we have clients doing several million dollars. They're up 200% in gross sales and up 250% in profits. So we run the full gamut of clients, from newbies to what you would think is a mega seller, for lack of a better word. And it's really been incredible to watch them develop and grow. We did not pay any commissions to anyone to sign people up. And we got, you know, solicited by many affiliate marketers and web marketers and internet marketers, whatever they're calling themselves. And, you know, they were saying, oh, we can sign you up 500 people. We just need a 40% affiliate fee. And I'm like, why would I give you $2,000 to sign people up when I could give that value back to my clients? And there was just so much opportunity. And obviously, a lot of it had to do with the Facebook groups and the people that I had developed relationships with. I had established myself as an expert. I had helped people freely for years. And then I started speaking publicly and people were signing up. And I had people, you know, saying, oh, you know, I like what you're speaking about. Where do I sign? How do I pay? And we really vetted the people that we signed up as well. We didn't just take money from whoever had money. We really wanted to know that we were going to be able to help them grow their business. And there were people that did not want to grow their business. And
well, wait, stop and talk about that for a second, Sam. So you vetted them. So what were some of the things that you saw that for the people that you turned away?
So it's part of, you know, being a salesperson is reading people, and you could read between the lines of what they say, or they might just overtly say it. You know, they don't want to grow their business. And that's okay. Some people don't want to do more business than they're currently doing. Some people want to do less business. Some people want to have more free time. Some people want to, you know, do this part-time, which is great. We have a lot of clients who do this part-time. And some people want to remain part-time, and then there's other people that want to do this full-time. So it's really, you know, it's a combination of, you know, doing more business, making more money, having more time, leading a certain lifestyle. And we really got to know the people and who was willing to put in the effort and who was not. Now, if you speak to 100 people, every single one of them is going to tell you they're willing to do whatever it takes to be successful. And I really believe that we were going to be able to be 100% successful. And then I realized that it's just not possible, because there are a handful of people in every 100 that don't want to do the work. They don't want to put in the effort. They don't want to change what they're already doing.
I would argue there's a lot more than a handful. Sorry. I would argue there's a lot more, but in this group, that's not the case. So it's a little different.
And you know, I can give names of people that we helped, and probably a lot of them would be familiar to most people in the groups. You know, we worked with Agus Perwanto, we worked with Christos Georgakis, we worked with Brian Duhame, we worked with Damon and Shannon Prouty, we worked with David Cohn. I mean, the list goes on and on. You know, we had a guy, David Cohn, who him and his dad have been in the art supply business for about 40 years, and they had very strong relationships with manufacturers, and he tried doing Amazon, and he really couldn't figure out how to monetize it, and he's a very smart guy, David, and his father's a very sharp guy. He's probably about 80 years old. He's sharp as a whip, and he did about $30,000 on Amazon. He joined Ace last June. And in the past year, he did about $2 million in gross sales with very healthy profit margins. And we literally, you know, we have people that are doing retail arbitrage. Obviously, we have people that are doing online arbitrage. We have people that are doing wholesale. We have people that are doing closeout and liquidations. And we have people that are doing private label. So we work with different people in different ways. We have 20-year-old people that run from store to store. And then we have 70-year-old people who walk with a cane and aren't going to ever do retail arbitrage. You know, one of the big
they still have the ability to do this job.
Absolutely, absolutely.
This business.
We have clients in Australia and Singapore and the UK, and we have clients here in New Jersey. And it you know, I know I preach the abundance mentality. There is no shortage of products to buy to make money on Amazon. You know, we have clients that are in our backyard, and initially they're like, well, I can't make money because you have shoppers going to the stores every day. And I'm like, I can't buy a fraction of what I could sell. You know, I would need tens of millions of dollars and an army of people and, you know, processing abilities. And it's just not, you know, there's 2 million sellers on Amazon. There's close to 700 or 800 million products on Amazon. And there's just so much opportunity that, you know, people were afraid that if I did the consulting business, it would affect my Amazon businesses. And we more than doubled in the last year.
I was going to say, yeah, it's affected it in a positive way. But it's not an overstatement to say you can't physically buy everything. You can't.
We can't evaluate everything. We can't buy everything. We can't process everything. You know, we get offered on a wholesale level and a closeout level over $1 billion in merchandise a year. You know, we quickly glance at it. You know, somebody looks at it, and then they escalate it to the next person who looks at it a little bit closer. And then ultimately it goes to either Jay or Ike or myself to say yes or no on, you know, let's say a $50,000 purchase of a discontinued toy or, you know, a shoe, you know, a closeout list of shoes or clothing. And now we're kind of, you know, we're not pigeonholing ourselves or any of our clients into any one category or into any one sourcing method. We're teaching things that they can take with them for the rest of their lives on how to analyze, how to evaluate, how to pull the trigger, how to negotiate, how to do things, you know, in bulk and automate and do things to scale and outsource and delegate and logistics and bookkeeping and, you know, back office returns and refunds and reimbursements and reconciliations and, you know, stranded inventory and suppressed inventory and unfulfillable inventory, long-term storage fees and monthly storage fees and repricers and, you know, a whole host of other things that come into play with the Amazon business. You know, we've helped clients get money from investors, whether they be, you know, banks or family members or friends or, you know, venture capitalists even, you know, and it's really the numbers work. You know, we have proof of concept. We're building our pipeline. We're building our businesses. The numbers are growing the way Amazon wants to see. They're very organic. They're very gradual. You know, we don't have people that are doing $1 million their first month in business because that's not healthy and it's not sustainable. You know, so we'll take a client who is doing $20,000 a month, and by the time he hit Q4, 6 months later, I'm talking about Agus, he did $750,000 in the 3 months of Q4, and now he's trading at about $200,000 a month. And the guy's the happiest guy in the world, you know?
I've seen it. Now, and a goose is a good example. He's willing to take what he learns and applies it to his business. Again, if you show me what to do and I do nothing with it, it doesn't work. And you know, that's the thing I think that you know, hey, it's not cheap. It's $5,000, right? Put it out there. That's how much it costs. It's $5,000. You held the price again for this year. But, you know, those of us who use services, and you and I have talked offline, I use an Amazon account manager for our account. I pay $3,000 a year for that service. And then you think of some of the other services. That's part of what service you guys offer. So when you get to a certain level, you have to buy time because you just can't do everything by yourself, right? So you have to outsource and buy some time. And so while it seems like a lot of money, it's really a cheap education. My MBA cost a heck of a lot more than $5,000. And you guys are giving one in a year. And I'm not downplaying it because, you know, I think one of the cool things, and I don't know if you're full yet for this upcoming year. I want to get to the questions before I get there. But you've got to let people talk to existing members because, to me, if you sat there like I did and I was at your conference for a couple days, I had nothing to gain, and I talked to people for a couple days, and it blew me away with what they were doing, how they were out there applying what they learned from Jackie. Right then and there, I watched it, and I'm like, holy crap, how long have you been doing this? And they know what to do, and most importantly, they took the action. And to me, I don't see anybody else doing that at that level. We all kind of said to you, do you understand what you say you're going to do for these people? Boy, you're sticking your neck out. And I say this the truth, you over-delivered. You didn't deliver, you over-delivered. And I applaud it, and I mean that. That's the truth. All right, let me ask some question, because I want to help this guy. All right, so I heard from a seller, right? He sent me a message, a private message, and he said, one thing I've heard from me, mentioned time and time again, is the invisible wall that some sellers face when they reach about $30 a month U.S. And I believe that to be true, is that one person could get there. I don't think it's that hard to get there. Once you get a streak and you find a couple items and things start to work. But then you hit a wall because it's hard to find things and process them in a timely manner as you're trying to do it fast, right? You burn, right?
Right.
And so he's very curious about this. And every time he hears it, he's like, would an experienced seller that has traversed the different levels, right? You and I both have. Well, you've done it multiple times. Now, you're at the over the 2 million mark, which I'm not. But for instance, he wants us to talk about the development obstacles and pitfalls in ranges. Now, his range is 0 to 1,000. I don't want to talk about that because it's just too small. But 1 to 5K, so 0 to $5,000. So let's say a seller that's selling up to $5,000. What are the key developments that they should be looking for, the obstacles and the pitfalls? So why don't you start? Small seller.
So I've seen sellers big and small. I have been a small seller. We are a big seller. And I speak to hundreds and hundreds of sellers, whether it be face-to-face or on the phones or in Facebook or private messages. At every stage of this business, you're going to have different challenges. First, you're going to have this idea, I'm going to do this, I'm going to figure it out. You're not going to know what the heck you're doing.
Well, you just labeled 85 things that you guys are teaching people that is unique to this business. That's overwhelming.
Yes.
Right? I mean, just hearing you repeat all those things, I felt overwhelmed. I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot about all those things.
My mind is constantly racing. You know, my wife said to me, why don't you do it every 6 months and do it twice a year? And I said, the truth, with all the things that are going on with Amazon, I feel it would be a disservice to our clients. There is so much going on with sponsored ads. And, you know, I was on a webinar with Amazon today. I think I sent you the link, Stephen. Chris Green had invited me to it. And it's really eye-opening, all the different things you can do to make money on Amazon. And we have 100 different clients that we've probably helped in 1,000 different ways. So every stage of this business is going to present different challenges. And like I said, first, in the beginning, you're not going to know what to do. Then you're going to start to read and learn and watch videos. You're going to get what's called information overload.
And this is the 0 to 5K. This is when you're starting out you're just, as you're saying, you're going to get overwhelmed because everybody's going to be telling you everything. You think you got to do it all, and you can't.
And then you're going to be chasing every shiny object that comes your way. Oh, let's do this to make money. Let's do that to make money. Then you're going to get to a point where you have analysis paralysis. You're going to understand what you're doing. You're just not going to be able to pull the trigger because it's, you know, you want to do it perfectly. And I have a saying that I didn't always agree with, but in this business, done is better than perfect. Meaning if you're trying to be perfect, you're never going to get it done. I'd rather you get it done and make some mistakes, obviously mistakes that won't put you out of business, but, you know, you'll learn from your mistakes. You listen to people like Bill Gates or Tony Robbins. They say you learn so much more from your mistakes than from your successes, you know, because you learn what not to do. You learn what you can do and can't do, and you really learn how to correct things going forward.
Well, what's a pitfall then at the 5K mile, right? So I agree with you. All those things are obstacles. What's a pitfall that somebody has to look out for where they're in that phase?
So I think it's, you know, a lot of it is trying to do everything yourself. A lot of people want to prep their own goods and ship their own goods and do all their back office stuff, you know, whether it be customer service or we still handle our own buyer messages, but pretty much everything else gets outsourced, including feedback removal and, you know, returns, refunds, reimbursements, reconciliations, all that fun stuff that nobody wants to deal with. And we know a lot of our clients, we ask them, how can we add more value? How can we add more value? And a lot of them said the same thing you said. You know, they're spending $3,000 a year for someone to do their returns, refunds, reimbursements, reconciliations. And, you know, if we can incorporate that into ACE, that's 60% of the cost right there. In addition, we're also doing suspension prevention. Now, I know there's a lot of people that do this, and you know, there's people that charge a lot, people that charge a little. We're going to be looking into the accounts and making sure the performance notifications are being dealt with accordingly. The metrics are in line with what they should be with Amazon's parameters. And in a worst-case scenario, if a client does get suspended, you know, we've gotten almost 20 of our clients reinstated in the last year. So that's
okay. So
20 out of 20. Some of them were clients. Some of them were not clients. They're just people that contacted us and say, "Hey, I've been suspended. Can you help me?" And we've been able to help them.
Well, let's stick to our 5K guy, right? So he's not the 5K guy. Probably is not going to sign up for your service. You know, especially if that's all the money they have. If they don't have a lot of money, you wouldn't advise them to jump in and join your service. Fair?
Listen, we had clients that never did an FBA, never sold a thing on Amazon that joined us.
Right. No, I get that, but I'm saying that they don't have money.
If they don't have money, then we're probably not going to be able to help them grow.
Right. And so I think to close out the 0 to 5K, right, it's a small seller, somebody just getting started. I think a lot of it is going to be they're going to start to figure out, you know, target end cap clearance is good, but it doesn't last long, and you can't scale it to a significant amount. You could start going outward, right, and hit, you know, like a spoken hub approach and hit, you know, targets 30 miles, 40, 50 miles away from you, and you'll still get an end cap or two, but you're not going to be able to just keep stride and make a living doing that without heavy travel. Is that fair?
That's fair. I think a lot of people, one of the questions I get asked most frequently is, if I were to sign up for ACE, how much money would I need to have in addition to the sign-up fee to be successful? And the answer is, you know, the more money you have, obviously, the faster you'll be able to grow the business. The more money you can leave in the business and reinvest into new inventory, the faster you'll be able to grow. The more time you have to invest, the faster you'll be able to grow. But I wouldn't say, you know, don't start unless everything is perfect, because, you know, I don't want to use too many business cliches or cliches in general, but wherever you are, that's where you need to start, because if you don't start, you're never going to get there. And I think that, you know, a lot of people don't, you know, and I was guilty of this, you know, many years ago. I didn't want to do something unless it was perfect, and therefore I did nothing. And when I came into this business, I said, let me approach this differently. Let me do everything that I can do right here and right now with what I have, with where I'm at in life, where I'm at with time, where I'm at with money. And let me do the best that I can today. And let me build this to be a long-term, sustainable business. It's not passive income. It's not residual income. It is hard work, but it's not hard. And I think most people confuse those two things.
I think it's fair. I think what you're saying is fair.
You know, it is hard to know how to do the right things. It's not hard work. It really isn't. You know, we have people that work for us, and they love what they do. We have clients that do what they do, and they love what they do. So I think loving what you do and being happy with where you're at goes a long way to determining success or failure. And if Stephen, you're in our mastermind group. There's maybe close to 300 people in there, which includes clients and their family members or their employees and also the contributing experts. There's not one ounce of negativity in our group. There's no pessimism. There's no negativity. There's no, oh, I'm doomed to fail, you know, like you see in some other Facebook groups.
Well, when somebody starts one of those and says, you know, hey, they just changed this or whatever, almost always I see, and it's usually you saying, hey, that means you got to pick up and move on and adjust your business and things are going to change. So great, now is a great time to change and adjust. And let's pick up and move forward, right? How do we move forward from here?
And I
always appreciate that because it's like, great, because that, you know, I think when people come up against those walls and they get through them, the next time they come up, and they always come up, it gets easier because they are like, wait, I've had this problem before. I've run into this. Boom, I can handle it. And boom, they build that confidence. All right, I'm going to keep you on task. You're tough. 5 to 15K seller. So this guy, right, has been selling. Things are going pretty good. He's up to 15K. He's starting to see, you know, some decent money. He's, you know, thinking, hey, and probably part-time at this point. If you're only doing 15K, I would say you better be part-time.
Right.
Or you're living very below your means. And so you're having success, and you're starting to say, wait a second, this really can work, right? You're saying, I might have found something more than a hobby here. What do you think are the obstacles you would start looking at there in that size, right? Because they're having some success, but they're not full-time yet. There's not even a chance to go full-time yet.
So a lot of the people that called me up and asked for my help are people that feel they've plateaued. So I would put them in maybe the $5,000 to $30,000 a month, unless you want to break it up further.
No, he did break it up further. Okay. He took it from 0 to 5, 5 to 15, and then 15 to 30. And that's where I'm going to get us stuck. I want to get to that 15 to 30. I think that's the stuck point. I still think that the 5 to 15 person is just part-time.
So the 5 to 15 person definitely sees the potential of Amazon, probably wishes they can scale it up, you know, is not sure how much time or money they can commit to this, probably has, you know, a lot of other things going on in their life, whether it be a full-time job or, you know, family obligations or other obligations. And they're really, you know, neither here nor there. They're sort of in limbo about, you know, what the future holds with Amazon. And I think, you know, those people really need to, you know, to look in the mirror and assess who they are and who they want to be. I mean, that's really.
So you're saying it's either, I don't want to use that term because that's really not very nice to say, but it's make
nice
a decision.
I know what you were going to say.
So stay or get out?
Yeah. No, I mean, you don't have to decide, but if you really, you know, my mentality in this business is, you know, make a good decision with good information and everything that's available to you with good intentions and you know, go a million miles an hour in that direction. You know, don't keep running in place. You have to pick a direction and go there.
That's good advice.
If you're wrong, you can always adapt. And you can
but that's good advice. You're moving. You're moving forward.
You have to pick you have to take a position in life. If you're going to be passive and on the fence and, you know, waffling, you're never going to be successful. You know, and I've failed a lot more than I've been successful in life. And I think those have helped me. You know, I speak to people and they can't believe I'm 43 years old because I sound like I'm 83 years old. You know, I've seen everything. You know, I lost my dad very young. I lost my younger brother. I went through a divorce. I've been around the block a few hundred times. I've made and lost, you know, a lot of money in my life. I've done everything from selling buildings in Manhattan and mortgages on buildings to selling in the flea markets. So I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly that life has to offer. I've been on the top of the mountain, and I've been at rock bottom. So, you know, I've been through a lot, and that helps me weather the storms. You know, we have clients that, you know, we have to talk them off the ledge if they get suspended or they get a violation. And, you know, it's my job to keep them focused and keep them, you know, keep your eye on the ball and keep moving forward because, you know, otherwise you're going to panic and you're going to make bad decisions, you know, and it's not healthy.
Okay. I like it. I think that's solid. All right, now's the one where they're stuck, 15 to 30K. And this is where I say people get stuck. I think you can absolutely scale on your own to the $30,000 a month mark. I think it's not that hard to do. I think you can get there. But I think getting past there as one person by yourself, without help, without outsourcing, I think that's what happens. That's my opinion, my observation. What would you say?
So I think out of all the categories that you're mentioning, this is by far the most common. It's probably about 80% of the people that I speak to are between, let's say, 15 and 30,000 a month. And most of them are doing it single-handedly, and they're doing the sourcing, and they're doing the shipping, and they're doing the managing, and they're doing everything. And they feel like they've plateaued, and they can't figure out how to grow the business. And so they're not making a ton of money if that's what they're doing in gross sales, right? If we guesstimate someone doing 30 grand is making 20% net profit, that's about $6,000 a month, which is about $72,000 a year before taxes. So they're not making a fortune.
Themselves a job.
Right. They got themselves a job. So, you know, all those people want to be, you know, bigger, not all of them, let me rephrase that. A lot of those people want to be bigger sellers and want to be doing 50 to 100,000 a month and make two, 300,000 a year in net, you know, net profits. They're just not sure how. They've done everything themselves, and I was that person, and I became the bottleneck in my own business. And then I took a step back and I said, how do we do more business? How do we make things go smoother? How do we make things go faster? And, you know, the first year in my business, I was the only one allowed to create FBA shipments because I didn't trust anyone else. We were selling DVDs at the time, and there were seven different Harry Potter movies, and there were full screen and widescreen and limited edition and collector's edition and box sets and Blu-rays, and it just got to be where there was, you know, there could have been 200 possible ASINs for Harry Potter. And the UPCs were not scanning to the correct ASINs. Amazon's catalog was all messed up when it came to these DVDs, and I really didn't trust anyone because if we sent in 300 of a DVD and it was to the wrong ASIN, well, there was $150 in recall fees. There was customer service coming out of every corner, and there was, you know, a chance that we could possibly have been suspended for selling under the wrong ASIN and selling the wrong item to too many people. So I was very meticulous. To the point where we were coming into Q4 and I had a pile up to the ceiling of DVDs that were waiting for me. And all the while I was trying to manage every other facet of my business, and FBA shipments were getting neglected, or something else, paying the bills was getting neglected, or something else was getting neglected. And I just,
because you're not good at any, you become not good at all of them. Wouldn't you say that?
Right. So right now, the way we're set up, we have people that are experts at each facet of the business. And I would venture to say that the people that we have in their respective positions are better at their jobs than I am, because they're in the trenches all day, every day. They're doing this for a living. They better be good at it or they're not going to have a job. You know, so we have two guys, they could do online arbitrage with the best of them. We have two guys that could do retail arbitrage with the best of them. We have two guys that can do wholesale with the best of them. and they were all trained by me, but they've all gone above and beyond what I trained them to do, and they've put their own mark on what they're doing, and they've become experts. These are the same people that train our ACE clients on how to do what we do and how to grow the business and how to do things in bulk and how to automate and how to scale and how to outsource and how to delegate and all the things that we do. You know, I bring back Agus because he's one of my rock star clients. This guy was prepping his own stuff, and I'm like, dude, you're the best sorcerer I know. Hire someone for $10 an hour. Let them prep the goods for you. You know what? He came back to me 24 hours later. He said, okay, that's done. What else do I need, boss? And he keeps calling me boss. And it's comical because this guy's got more hustle than I've ever had. You know, and then we told him, listen, stop doing all the back office stuff. Let's get you a VA. And he had a phone call scheduled with Jay Friday, who's my head coach. The call was for at 8 o'clock at night, and Agus was out doing retail arbitrage, and him and Jay were communicating, and they pushed the call back to 9, and then 10, and then 11, and then 12, midnight, and then 1 a.m., they got on the phone at 2 a.m., and Jay trained someone in the Philippines and hired them for Agus to be his virtual assistant. And they did it because he was outsourcing till 2 a.m., you know? and he didn't want to miss that opportunity to source, but he also realized that he had to outsource that part of his business if he wanted to be more successful. And this was done within me telling him, within 48 hours of me telling him it needs to get done. You know, and I do the high-level strategies. I look at the profit and loss statements. I look at the, you know, the disconnect between what they're buying and what they're selling. I look at the 80-20 rule where I know, you know, 80% of their business coming from 20% of their profits or 20% of their products or efforts. And I look at all these things on a high level and I say, what assets does this person have? What skill sets does this have? What weaknesses or shortcomings does this person have? What do they do well? What do they not do well? And we really look at it, you know, holistically, and we basically formulate a game plan to get them to their goals. And there's some people that are great with computers. There are some people that are terrible. There's some people that – I was doing a Charles Barkley impression there. There are some people that are great with numbers, and there's some people that are terrible. There are some people that are great at sourcing, and there's some people that are not. So we really look at everything that goes into being successful in this business, and we don't harp on the weaknesses. We focus on the strengths. Because if you focus on the strengths and you delegate your weaknesses, you're 100 times stronger than everyone else who doesn't do that.
So this 30K person, what you're saying is they need to focus on what they want to do and be good at it, what they're really good at, what they enjoy, and outsource the rest. And that's really the lesson for the 30 to 50K and then the 50 to 100K. And there is a difference, I think. But the 30 to 50K... you really have to rely on other people. You know, you have to. You can't manage your own Amazon account if you're out buying all the time, or if you're packing and shipping, or if you're doing the bookkeeping, right? You physically can't do it all and do it all well. Is that fair?
That's absolutely fair. And you know what? Even if somebody does it 80 or 90% of your ability, that's better than you doing it 100%.
Well, yeah, because you're not doing it at 100%. You can't do 12 tasks at 100%. There's no chance. So it's hard to admit that. You know, almost every, you know, I interview successful sellers, and almost every single one of them said, you know, I used to prep because I wanted to be perfect and I wanted this. And then they hired Sam, and Sam turned out to be a better prepper than I was. Mm-hmm. And you could hear it in their voice when they accept the fact that somebody could do the job better than them, because that becomes their focus.
And
not focus on 100 things.
Right. And you definitely want to make sure that whatever you're doing is the best use of your time. I say this over and over again. I have to credit Chris Green for putting that line in my head a couple of years ago because it really stuck with me. You know, if you want to earn $300,000 a year, you got to be making $1,000 a day. You got to be making $100 an hour or $150 an hour, depending on how many hours you work. you really shouldn't be doing $10 an hour work. So if you go in with that mindset that I'm going to make $300,000 this year, which equates to $1,000 a day or $1,500 a day, depending on how much you work, and that equates to $100 or $200 an hour, depending on how many hours you work, you really want to make sure that whatever you're doing every minute is worth that much. And that's typically higher level strategies, whether it be working with banks or, you know, accountants or sourcing or doing other things other than, let's say, packing boxes, not to denigrate what people do with packing boxes, but it's not something that can pay you a return on your time that you need to make that much money. So we always say to people, you can always make more money. And I've seen it happen time and time again where people, you know, were millionaires and then they hit rock bottom and then they became millionaires again. I've seen it in my own family. You know, and there's always going to be people that could always make money. What you can't make more of is time. Time is finite, and we all have the same amount of time. Unless you stop trading time for money and you figure out how to outsource and delegate and multiply your time by employing other people's time. And that's
what you start trading money for time is what you're describing.
Right. So you never want to trade money for time. I know a lot of corporate people do. I know, you know, my brother-in-law is an attorney. He bills by the hour. And you're never going to become wealthy. You'll become comfortable, but you won't become wealthy if you're leveraging your time for money, if you're trading your time for money. It's when you could leverage, you know, we have, let's say, 20 employees now, and we have a lot more for the summer. So if you multiply each one's working 40 to 50 hours a week and you multiply that many hours, that's how much return on investment I'm getting in my business.
Well, let me say it again, though, because I think we mixed up the words. You don't want to trade your time for money, but you can and you should trade your money for time by hiring other people, right? Your money to buy you time.
To buy you time.
Yeah, and I got to make sure I'm saying it right, and I apologize if I said it wrong. But time for money, trading your time for money isn't a good return because you're going to hit a scale.
Right.
But trading your money for time is a smart investment, and that's really how you're going to get to that next level, right?
Absolutely, and the whole key to this is leverage. You know, if you can pay someone $10 an hour to pack boxes for you and ship stuff to Amazon for you, then you could do more valuable things to your business. And that's really where the wide disparity in sellers comes from someone doing $20,000 a month to someone doing $1 million a month.
But how do you get past that fear there, Sam? Because I think, you know, as I think about the developments, obstacles, and pitfalls, now all of a sudden you're becoming a supervisor, right? I have to now become I have to be the HR manager. I have to be all these things. That's intimidating for a lot of people because they haven't been that.
So to borrow a phrase from Nike, you just do it. It has to be done for you to succeed. You need to become the HR department. You need to become the fireman putting out all the fires that go on. You need to be able to manage people, and you need to put people in the best possible position to succeed.
For their success. And if they're successful, you're successful. I agree with that. That's a great statement.
I'm constantly evaluating how can I put this particular person in the best position to succeed? How can I get the most value out of what I'm paying them? What tasks can they do in my business that'll give me the best return on investment?
And let's use an example. Ikey. When I first met Ikey, he was working in your office.
Yes.
And he was great at it. Right, and he knew a whole bunch of things, but this was at your old warehouse. He was working in the office with the other guys, and he was not out on the floor.
Correct.
Now, he's on the floor.
Correct. So when we moved to a bigger warehouse, we realized we needed to put a strong emphasis on logistics and processing and getting things out to Amazon as quickly as possible, because that'll affect many, many components of the business. For one thing, inventory turns. We can now buy, let's say, a pair of sneakers from Nike on a Sunday, ship it out to Amazon on a Monday, have them receive it and sell it on a Tuesday. That's 182 inventory turns a year at 100% ROI. So if you put that into a financial calculator, you'll see the return on investment extrapolated. Same thing with, a lot of people buy things and they waffle around before they send them into Amazon, or they have a full-time job and they can't send them into Amazon right away, or they just, don't get to it in time. And then they send it in 2 or 3 weeks later, and they see that the price has dropped precipitously. So if it was a $100 item and it's now selling for $80, you just cost yourself $20 by taking your time or not being able to send it in right away. And that's a big problem, as there becomes more and more sellers. So when you're sending inventory into Amazon, you either want to be the first one in or the last one out. You never want to have your inventory there, and obviously sometimes it's unavoidable, but to send the exact same inventory in at the exact same time as all the other sellers that are on that listing, you're kind of asking for a price to, a race to the bottom, because you're all under pressure, and most people take on debt in this business, whether it be credit cards or any other debt, to buy merchandise. And, everyone's got bills to pay, whether it be personal or business bills, and everyone's got to, get that money on the next disbursement, and the price can very easily go from $100 to $80 in a couple of weeks, and you don't want to be that guy that's always racing to the bottom, and then you have no profits, because then you're putting in all this hard work, and you really have nothing to show for it. If anything, you've lost money because you've invested all your time in this.
You sit back and you think about the guy doing 0 to 5K. My advice is don't worry about all the stuff that we're talking about on the high level. You'll have all the time in the world to get there and worry about that. Right now, focus in on what you're doing. Master it. Learn it. Learn what not to buy. I always say that's the best skill set. Once you learn what not to buy because of hassle, because you, as you say, to race to the bottom or all those things, that's a good place to go. And then as you move along on this journey, add help where it makes sense. And figure out, I don't know how you feel about this, Sam, but I always like to see people put their time into what they enjoy, And there's parts of this business that, it might be a better use of your time, but if you don't enjoy it, don't do it. Find somebody who does.
Absolutely. I mean, you have to enjoy what you do. You have to be passionate about what you do, or you're not going to be successful. It's just going to be another job. And I don't think any of us are doing this for it to be another job. I think a lot of us are doing this for the freedom and the lifestyle and the ability to work when we want and how we want and, the ability to work 24 hours a day and the ability to take a week off without losing any money. And I think, if you go into this with the mindset that you're going to be successful, you're going to give it 110%. You're going to put all the efforts into speaking to people that are more successful or learning from people or watching videos or, reading up on Amazon and learning everything you possibly learn. I think you'll have no choice but to be successful. It's only when you give up that you're not successful or when you don't try.
You mentioned it's a lifestyle business, so you really need to treat it like a lifestyle business. I see people working themselves to death and not taking a break. And it's like, wait, and feeling a little guilty when they do. You shouldn't feel that way. This is exactly the reason you're starting this business, that you can have that leisure. So when that kid's basketball game, man, go there and stay and love it because you're never going to get that time back. All right, let's talk about ACE 2.0 because it's going to launch July. Is that correct?
Yeah, July 4th for Independence Day.
Okay, so it's that's very poetic, right? That's a poetic day to do it because you really – and, again, I say this, and I'm witness to it. I've seen so many people that have gone from doing okay to incredible success because they did the work that they learned through you guys. So let's talk about why somebody should consider ACE. It's $5,000. Just put it out there right up front, all right? $5,000, pay up front, but it's a 12-month commitment, right? It's an ongoing commitment. So the guy who's at that 20, 30K, he's ready to take it to the next level. He's ready to go full-time, wants to get to that full-time level. 5K is not going to be, or 30K, is, as we said, if you're doing it right, you can hopefully get to that $6,000 a month in income. But you want to take it to, 12, 15, 20,000 in income. they should join ACE for what reason? Give me your elevator pitch.
So, I'm not great with elevator pitches.
All right, well, give me your it's a long building pitch, but not too long.
I did an ACE value proposition. It was over an hour because there was
– And I'll link to that. Was that public?
Yes. Well, I'll share that with you. I've shared it. Yep. I think it's on our website also, AmazonConsultingExperts.com. Basically, we're going to help you make money. I know that we're going to help you make more money. So whether it be with different methods of sourcing or different tactics that we use, whether it be retail arbitrage, online arbitrage, you know, wholesale, private label, closeouts and liquidation, we're going to work with you on all the different software that we use, whether it be ScanPower, AppEagle, RevSeller, Seller Engine Plus, Inventory Lab, Jungle Scout, and a whole host of other software that we're developing ourselves. We're going to help you with that, whether it be logistics and processing. You know, that's a big part of this business that most people don't get, especially, you know, if you're doing retail arbitrage and you're going out to stores and you're buying things with a scanning app and you're creating a buy list, if you're not emailing that to yourself in a CSV file and then doing a bulk upload to a software that can handle that, whether it be directly on Amazon or a third party that supports bulk uploads, you're wasting thousands of hours. It just doesn't make sense. So what we do is we'll scan in a store, we'll create a buy list, put in our cost, put in our quantities. The buyer will email a CSV file. Now, if you're a one-man show, obviously you could email it to yourselves. And then we're bulk uploading everything on the buy list to one shipment on Amazon. So it doesn't get split into, you know, 5 or 10 different shipments. And then we're just double checking that everything is accurate. So we're not organizing and unpacking and reorganizing and rescanning and researching a second time when we get the goods back to whether it be the warehouse or the dining room table or the kitchen table. We're doing it all, you know, on a very large scale. And I think that really helped our business get to the next level. Is doing things with the correct logistics and the correct software and the correct processes. You know, you watch these shows like Shark Tank or The Profit, and it's all about the people, it's all about the processes, and it's all about the product. So, I mean, if you have those three components all moving in the right direction, there's no reason you shouldn't be successful. We work with people on bookkeeping. We work with people on, you know, setting up your company the right way, whether it should be an LLC or an S-Corp. We work with people on helping them reduce their taxes. We work with people that want to do private label and want to get the correct insurance. We have insurance brokers in the group. We have, you know, attorney in the group. We have an accountant, a CPA in the group. We have a lot of different experts in a lot of different areas. Steve Peterson's an expert in the group. Chris Green, Andy Slammons, Jay Bain, KIB, Charlene Anderson, I mean, the list goes on and on. Arye Scheinbein, I mean, these are brilliant people. You know, these are people that are very successful in their own lives, and they've all agreed to be contributing experts in our groups. And that's a testimonial to ACE right there, is that they believe in me and the product enough to, you know, not endorse us, but, you know, say we're going to be a part of this. We've seen the proof is in the pudding. You know, there is proof of concept. You know, we're constantly sharing ideas and helping each other. Everybody's on the same team. Everybody's pulling for each other. Everybody's helping each other. And I always say my dream is when we're sitting on our rocking chairs in 10, 20, 40 years from now, and hopefully we still have our memories then, you know, we'll be able to say, oh, I remember that guy, Sam Cohen. He helped me make a lot of money. He helped me achieve my goals and my dreams. He helped me live a better life. And that's my dream. It's not about, you know, I had a prospective client in my office today. He's like, listen, I have no doubt you're the real deal. I see what you're doing on Amazon. I know who you are. There's no BS. Why are you doing ACE? You know, $5,000 is not going to make a difference in your life. Why are you doing ACE? And I said, it's all about building a family and building a community. And it's really about, you know, working with people to change their lives. And I know it sounds like cliche and it may sound like BS. You know, it may sound like a used car salesman, but it's the truth. And, you know, we have clients. I'll just give you one example. Craig Maxwell. you're all free to reach out to him. Here's a guy, he had five kids and a baby on the way, and he lost his job, and he started doing Amazon because he had no other choice, and he was doing decent, and he was at that, you know, $5,000 to $20,000 a month plateau, and he felt like he maxed out, and he joined ACE, and he's doing light years better than he was now a year later. And he posted a video of him and his wife revealing to the kids that they're going to Disney World this year on a family vacation. And we all know that's not cheap. And he thanked me and he thanked ACE. And every time I watch that video, I start crying my eyes out because it's really affecting people's lives. And again, we're working with people. We're not working with corporations. We're not working with faceless corporations. We're working with real life people that have real life challenges and struggles. And, you know, it's just amazing to see how much can be accomplished in a year. We have a client, I gush about my clients because they're like family to me. We have a client, Monica Busby, who I think she had a cyst the size of a cantaloupe a few years ago. And they didn't know if she was going to make it. And this woman took it upon herself to live life to the fullest. And now she's doing triathlons and she's biking 5,000 miles at a time. And she started a program called E-commerce Kids, and she's teaching kids how to do Amazon. And she's taking what she's learning from me and she's teaching these kids. And these kids, they have a $10,000 a month club. They have kids doing $50,000 a month on Amazon. And these kids are 12 and 13 and 14 and 15 years old. Obviously, they're doing it with their parents, but she's building out a franchise model for e-commerce kids, and they're opening all over the country, getting the next generation of kids engaged in e-commerce. To me, that's probably better than any idea I ever had. And, you know, I've done videos for them. I met them out in Vegas. We had dinner together, and it's really an incredible thing.
She is episode 84. Craig Maxwell is episode 89, and they do tell their stories, and they give credit where credit is due. You know, the thing that I would sit back and I say is that if you're sitting there and you have questions and you don't know where to ask, or if you ask them in a group and you kind of feel a little attacked, the beauty of the ACE Mastermind group is I see people ask a question, boom, they have four answers, or they have a, hey, call Jay in the office on Monday, and he will walk you through how to do it. Or if somebody says, hey, if you don't figure it out on your own, let me know and I can help walk you through it, no problem. Every single time. And I'm always saying to myself, boom, there's value, boom, there's value, boom, there's value. And I see it all the time. I mean, I actually get to see it, and I think to myself, man, they are delivering. Every time I say to myself, my counsel was, do you realize what you're giving and what you say you're going to give? And you've done it. And so, you know, I applaud you for that. So ACE 2.0, it's not sold out yet, but it's getting close. Because you have a huge percentage of ACE 1.0 clients that are coming in and renewing, correct?
Right. So by all accounts, we feel we're going to get back between 85 and 95% of our original clients. So of the original 100, 85 to 95 are paying the $5,000 again to renew this year. Which is a pretty incredible testimonial in and of itself, because that means they're getting value and they continue to get value and they believe that they're going to continue to get value in year two, even though a lot of people say, well, what more can you teach them or what more can they learn from you? And again, Amazon is a highly dynamic, fluid market.
Evolving.
And it's constantly evolving. And if you don't get with the program, you're going to fall behind. And if you fall behind, you're going to be out of business.
This is not a set-it-and-forget-it business, and that's something you really got to learn about this, is just when you figure it out, the rules will change. And that's the way it's going to be. And that's never going to change because we're at the startup of e-commerce, right? We're 8% of sales, I think, are e-commerce.
Yeah.
We know it's going to be 80%. It's just a matter of getting there.
And to quote Jeff Bezos, we're still in the first inning, folks. We're still in first inning of e-commerce. And I think
so.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say is that when somebody new starts, you bring them to your warehouse, you physically bring them in, they get to see the stuff you're selling, they get to see how you process. To me, that's a lot of the learning curve, because I think it's overwhelming for people to think, wait, I have to get a warehouse, I have to get... No, you don't. You can use a processing, a prep center, which you guys offer that service too, and then other prep centers. And then you sit back and you say, well, it's overwhelming to think about, you know, how am I going to do this? They get to see it being done. Are you helping people with international sales yet?
So we are. Steve Sawyer is a good friend.
Genius. He's a genius.
And he's agreed to help in every which way possible. So we have a lot going on for ACE 2.0. I'll give you the elevator pitch. We're going to be handling all the back office stuff for our clients. So returns, refunds, reimbursements, reconciliations, stranded inventory, suppressed inventory, unfulfillable inventory. We have a client who does auctions. He's willing to accept any ACE client's products that can't be sold as new. He liquidates them via auction. He keeps a small percentage, and he sends you a check for the rest. A lot of our clients have engaged in that service. We opened up an ACE prep center a few months ago. We've gotten tremendous feedback, and we've grown by leaps and bounds. We now have about 85 clients using our prep center. We only charge $1 a unit, which we're actually probably breaking even on. We're not making money on it when we factor in all the warehouse costs and labor costs. A great thing about our prep center is we're in New Jersey, so there's no tax on clothing and shoes, which is a big part of our business right now. Clothing and shoes on Amazon is a very up-and-coming those are very up-and-coming categories. We just opened an ACE retail store. A lot of manufacturers won't sell to you if you're only an Amazon seller or only an e-commerce seller. So what they do is they ask you, do you have a brick-and-mortar store? We're now able to answer yes. We send them pictures of the store. We tell them that we're located in a very affluent area on the Jersey Shore, similar to the Hamptons. We tell them about the surrounding towns where we're going to draw customers from, and we're able to open accounts with people you wouldn't believe. You know, we're talking Lacoste and Ralph Lauren and very upscale brands that normally wouldn't open an account with an Amazon seller. We're able to open accounts with them. And for the most part, we're also getting permission to sell the goods on Amazon as part of our dealer agreement. So that's a big bonus that we've added in the last couple of months. We're also custom developing software. So we're talking to some very smart people about developing custom software to help us source, to help us manage our processing and logistics, to help us reconcile our inventory, to help us do a lot of things that we're not currently doing. That we weren't currently doing. We're going to have box level details for scanning. We developed a scan sheet so that when we upload to an Amazon FBA shipment, we could scan each item. And if it's on the shipment, it gets a green light. And if it's not on the shipment, it turns red. And we look at what the possible error could be. Either the UPC doesn't connect to the ASIN, or we had the parent ASIN and not the child ASIN, or there's a million other reasons why we would get errors, and we're eliminating those. So we have the ACE Prep Center, the ACE Retail Store, the ACE Custom Development Software. We're becoming direct with lots and lots of companies that most people can't become direct with. And because of that, the margins are there, the competition is low, and it's really been a tremendous boost to ours and our clients' businesses. You know, we found a Walking Dead item. It was a lunch tote by a small company that we met at Toy Fair that didn't want to sell to us because we didn't have a store. So once we opened the store, we were able to buy from them, and they only had a few hundred in stock. And between us and our clients, we bought it all, and we bought it for $10, and it's selling on Amazon for $35. So, you know, there's things like that that we do. You know, we just bought 5,000 pairs of flip-flops from a company. It was a $50,000 order, so it was an average cost of $10 a pair. They're selling on Amazon for between $25 and $40 a pair, and they're selling like hotcakes. So there's a lot of opportunities in wholesale and buying direct from the manufacturers. And then what we're going to also do is we're going to get closeouts from these manufacturers. So we just got offered a deal on Keds sneakers. That they're discontinuing. There was about 5,000 pairs. We took the deal and we're going to split it up amongst our clients so that they could, you know, make money from it. And we're not marking up these goods at all. We're just charging a $1 prep fee, and we're sending it into Amazon. So you could literally be sitting on a beach. As long as you have internet access, you can do business. We have a lot of clients taking advantage of that as well. And
I think the thing to think about, okay, so as I sit back and I listen, I'm sure people are overwhelmed. They're saying, holy crap, you mean there's all these things? This is what you start to think about when you're running a business, right? These are the things that you have to put on top of your mind. It's very difficult to do all these things in addition to packing boxes, in addition to running to UPS, in addition to running to all these different places, right, or trying to buy RA or trying to buy OA, wholesale, whatever. And so hence the reason that, you know, if you really are serious about getting past that $30,000 level, which I suggest you do have to get help. And so Sam's company is offering you, and it's not cheap. Again, it's $5,000. Be upfront. You know, don't be afraid of it. Put it out there. It's a cost of doing business. However, you are buying all those things he mentioned, which are enormous. I mean, honestly, you sit back and you think about each one of them by itself. It's overwhelming to think about all together. You're buying services to help you with all those things. So Steve does not have to become an expert in all those things, correct?
Correct.
I still have to do the work, and I still have to run, you know, the tasks or whatever, and you'll help me understand it. But I don't have to become an expert in it.
Right, and I think the value proposition, I know there's other mentoring or consulting programs out there. Ours is custom tailored to each individual's needs. So if you're not interested in a particular aspect of the business, whether it be retail arbitrage or private label.
You're making too much noise. You're going to have to do that again.
I'm sorry.
Now you're moving like a cassette or something, and it's really loud. So let's start at the value proposition thing again, because it was good.
I think the value proposition with our program, and I know there's other consulting or mentoring programs out there. Some are the same price, some are less expensive. Ours is custom tailored to each individual's needs. So if there's a certain component of the business that you have no interest in, or if there's a part of the business that you've already mastered, you know, we're going to find other ways to help you. And a lot of it is getting to know, you know, who you are and where you're at in business and where you're at in life and what your assets are and what your liabilities are, what your time constraints are, what your budget constraints are. Do you have a supportive spouse or do you not have, someone supportive saying, don't do this, go get a job? Do you have employees? Do you not have employees? Do you have a warehouse? Do you not have a warehouse? Do you have skills that most people don't have? And a lot of different people have a lot of different skills. We've learned from our clients. And the fascinating thing is each seller that I speak to, each client that I speak to has an entirely different business model. And each of them is finding ways to make money on Amazon. We have people that are selling diabetic test strips. We have people that are selling American flags. We have people that are selling shoes. We have people that are selling, you know, groceries. And it just runs the full gamut of things that are out there to sell on Amazon. We have people that are doing party favors. We have people that are doing, you know, napkins and paper plates. I mean, there's just an infinite amount of opportunity on Amazon. And I think a lot of what we do is we help you focus on what you can do, in the best possible way. And it's custom tailored. It's one-on-one coaching. You know, we added something last minute to ACE 1.0, where we were going to hire and train VAs for our clients. And every single one of our clients couldn't believe the value because they don't know how to hire a VA. They don't know how to train a VA. They don't even know how to do what they're going to ask the VA to do. So, you know, there was a waiting list for VAs for over a month till we got, you know, 100 people trained. There was another component we added, which was go shopping with Uncle Jackie. I mean, here's a guy, he's 65 years old. He doesn't stop to eat. He doesn't stop to go to the bathroom. He just doesn't stop. All he does is source 6 days a week, all day, every day. He can spend between $5,000 and $10,000 a day. He buys discount gift cards. He keeps track of everything. He's friends with all the managers. They all have him on speed dial. He knows how to navigate the system. He gets senior citizen discounts. He gets veteran discounts. He gets AAA discounts. He gets VIP discounts. And he looks out for my money as if it's his own money. And I pay him, you know, very nicely to do that. And it's great that he's my eyes and ears out there. And our clients go out with him and they're like, wow, he makes it look so easy. He's singing and dancing and whistling and, you know, smiling all day. And then you hear these stories about these resellers, you know, getting into fights with Target. And I'm like, it doesn't have to be that way. So our clients come to New Jersey and they spend time with Uncle Jackie. They want to move to New Jersey. That's how enjoyable it is, you know?
Well, I think he's found, like you said, you had found what your mission in life is. He clearly has too. All his preparation has brought him that personality of his. It's so lively. And I see the pictures, you know. I just saw Anita Singh there, and she's a dynamo. And, you know, she's speaking how warm and generous he was.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we beat the horse. I think, you know, there's some time left to get in. What's going to be the cutoff date, do you think?
So the cutoff date is technically July 4th or when we sell out.
Okay. This is going to come out in the, well, I guess about a week and a half, 2 weeks prior to that.
Okay.
And so there's still some time to get in. So, you know, the goal is, you know, to get in. But you also have a deal where you're giving away a course.
Yes, so last year we got a lot of support from guys like yourself and Chris Green and Andy Slammons and Jay Bain, and as a way to pay it forward, we said we're going to, you know, take people's names and we're going to give away a free membership to ACE, which obviously is $5,000 value, but it's a lot more valuable than $5,000.
$5,000 in cost, it's a lot more value.
Right. And so we put a link in a lot of the Facebook groups with permission from the admins. We've had maybe about 1,000 people sign up. We're going to pick it at random, I believe, June 20th.
Okay, so this will be out just prior to that. So send me the link, and I'll put it in when you get to this episode in the podcast. Just click on that link, and it'll take you right to it, okay? Would you send that to me?
Yes, and just to let you know, the people that won it last year, Greg and Lena Wasserman, were very appreciative and very successful, and they're now, you know, paying for ACE 2.0. So
that's a great story.
Yeah.
So, again, you know, there's the value. Okay, so AmazonConsultingExperts.com, I'll have links to it. I'll have links to how you could get an entry in for free to get a free one-year membership. It's a random drawing. It's not based on need.
So last year we did it based on need, but I really want to do it random this year because I had a lot of people telling me things that I didn't need to know.
Yeah, it's a little too much sometimes, you know.
I was more needy than they were, and I didn't feel like that, you know, for dignity purposes, I felt let's just do it at random. I don't want people telling me sob stories so that they can get in, you know what I'm saying?
I understand. I mean, people.
Be that person, I wouldn't want to make anyone feel like they have to be that person.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to put that in there. Sam, I appreciate what you're doing. I appreciate, and again, you know, I was one of the ones saying, Sam, do you understand what you're promising to people? You have to do this, 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 and this, and you've over-delivered. So I'm living proof to – I see it. I witness it. Again, I do not benefit in any possible way. I'm just watching it from afar and saying, darn it, he's done it again. No question in my mind. So I wish you nothing but success. I hope.
Just so you know, this is my baby. This is my passion project. I spend more time on ACE than I do my own Amazon business.
But look at the benefit it's given you, though, because that's what gives you the fire in the belly to give you the business. And even your whole staff, they're all engaged. I mean, everybody. I mean, you got great people working for you who are all engaged because they're helping others. And to me, that's a big deal. So. Thank you so much. I wish you nothing but success.
Thank you for having me, Stephen.
It's Okay.
If anyone needs me, I'm available on Facebook, or if anybody wants to do a free consultation, I'm available by phone 6 days a week. The only day I don't do is Saturday. And, you know, I'm available to speak if anyone has any questions or needs anything.
Okay. So send me the phone number, too, and I'll put that in there on the link. I have your Facebook. So.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me, Stephen, and have a great night.
Take care.
Take care.
Another great interview with someone. And, you know, I sit back and think about it. If you want to jumpstart your business, if you really want to advance yourself, this might be the program that's right for you. It's not expensive. But I pay my Amazon manager, I think it's $250 a month, so about $3,000 a year. And she earns it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not criticizing her in any way. So to get to $5,000 is really not a reach. The question is, are you going to do something with it? If you join the program, you pay the $5,000 and you expect it to be handed to you, you're going to fail miserably. You're going to badmouth it. You're not going to get the experience. The people that have put the effort into it are leapfrog ahead of others. Again, what do you want to do? Are you willing to do the work? I think that's what separates most businesses. So thank you so much. ecommercemomentum.com. Got a great interview next. Can't wait to hear it. Keep listening. ecommercemomentum.com. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the e-commerce Momentum Podcast. All the links mentioned today can be found at ecommercemomentum.com under this episode number. Please remember to subscribe and like us on iTunes.